'Tis the season for the Sulphur Springs High School Jazz Band. The Jazz Band will be very busy in days ahead. And I talked about band activities with Wildcats Band Director Charles McCauley.
This is kind of a jazz band week. Today we're playing at Douglas, the fifth grade campus. Tomorrow we're playing at City National, and Wednesday we're playing at Alliance Bank. Thursday night we're playing at the all-band concert. So it's a busy time. Next week we're playing here on the high school campus during lunches. So it's a fun time. It's a busy time. It's a good time for them to get out and, you know, particularly the way we start with the Lights of Life. It's such a great event, mm-hmm. and it's a great event because the kids are kind of seeing that there are people in this community who give for causes that are bigger than they are. And so mm-hmm. that's a cool event. We love being there. Ms. Thornton is already got us a book for next year, so we always enjoy doing that, and it's just a great time. I mean, it's a good time for us to be playing in the community and around town to other schools, and it's really fun.
Do they enjoy the Christmas parade, the marching and the parade and all that atmosphere?
Sure. I mean, parades are fun because the crowd's right there, you know, and it's different than a Friday night, and you know, there's the Christmas parade, the music is fun, so the whole atmosphere of it, I really think that when we moved it to nighttime into a lighted parade, that really made it more fun. I've got several new people on staff this year, and they just loved it. I mean, they just thought it was great. They'd never had been to it before, of course. And, you know, it's a neat event. I mean, the crowd seemed like it was huge Friday night. I mean, mm-hmm. it's like a big crowd. And, you know, so the kids enjoy it, and we enjoy it.
And the band so well received, I guess, making all that noise and stuff as you come down the street, it just gets everybody excited, and they get excited about seeing the band.
It is very well. Yeah, I mean, it is very well received. I mean, we, you know, people are cheering and stuff. When we got downtown, they were really cheering for them, and that makes kids feel special. I mean, you know, kids work their tails off from the beginning of August and spend hours sweating and then freezing and hours that they could be doing other stuff, and they're doing this, and they're representing their school and their community. And so for them to be able to be recognized on Friday nights and on parade nights, it's just a neat time, and it kind of gives them a time where they're recognized for all their work, and it's fun. It's very rewarding.
Something very special Thursday, a special band time here in Christmas
right,
season.
Right, we have our 17th annual all-bands concert from the 6th grade all the way up to the high school, 6th grade, then all the three middle school bands for 7th and 8th grade bands. Then the jazz band plays in between the setup time, and then the high school band. The high school band program's pretty short, as it always is, because we don't have much time between football season and now, because we're also working on solo ensemble and all-region. We also have two all-region tryouts this week. We have a 9th grade all-region tryouts tonight in Texarkana, and then they moved that from Mount Pleasant to Texarkana. We were really happy about that. Not really, but... Can't do anything about it. We're going to start hosting stuff here. I mean, if we ever, you can come to the west part of the region, you know. And then Friday night is our other tryout, and that's in North Lamar. So we got about 19 or 20 kids going tonight, about 40 kids going Friday night. So we got something every day this week.
KSST News.